checking in, and then you're doing good in the chair. Right now, I'm here at the Bridgeport area. A little bit of pocket of traffic, but smooth and flowing. Good morning to the all chatter in the net, and 7-3 back to you, Ron.
Well, thanks for calling in, Lorenzo. I appreciate it. 73. Mike Delta, is that you, Dave? Go ahead.
Get back from breakfast.
Local restaurants and
some of it's a little bit different.
Oh boy, that was badly broken up. I didn't really get the gist of any of that, I'm afraid. It was a little bit like I heard the word restaurant, and there was a big gap, and then basically did not pass much information, I'm afraid. You want to try again?
Okay, well, we'll put the power up. I don't know if that. I'm coming through the IRLP this morning, not the All-Star Link, so maybe that's the problem. Yeah, we had about 10 of us for breakfast this morning. You can go for breakfast up here any day of the week, so have a great break.
Yeah, that was much better copy. Thanks for the report, Dave. 73.
Thanks for doing that. 73.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Mike Kilo. Good morning, Michael. Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Quebec, Bravo. Good morning, Tom. Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Romeo, Kilo. Good morning, Andrew.
Victor Echo 7, Julia, Zulu.
Ah, there's Jim. Hello, good morning, Jim. Go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Julie, thanks for taking my check-in, Ron. Is there a question of the day or anything today?
Victor Echo 7, Julia Zulu, no. Sadly, it's the only question of the day is, why aren't we all asleep?
Yeah, we've all been suffering around here. Our dogs have been very confused as to why everything is being served an hour late.
Yeah, we got the same problem. My dog sits and stares at my wife and says, well, and she says, well, didn't you notice the clocks changed? And he says, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then ours just steps up the aggression, you know. First it's just huffing and then staring and then a little bit of woof, you know, and then right out just poking you with their nose. And then herding you to the kitchen. So, I mean, they don't like this time change thing either. So, I don't know. We voted on this like 10 or 15 years ago. I'm still waiting for them to follow through.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes the government forever to do anything, and it's never for the better. But I think our dog does the little woof sometimes too, and we find it quite charming.
Yeah, it's our younger one there. She's the spokesperson for everybody. So she starts with the little woof, and then if I'm ignoring her, then she comes right up into my face to really let me know that I need to put my hearing aids in.
Yeah, you could just hear them thinking woof, and then they walk up to you. I said woof.
yeah, pretty much. Anyway, you have a great day. And 73.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice talking to you. 73.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Zulu, Victor.
Well, hi, Rob. Nice to hear you this morning. I did give you a call earlier, but I guess you weren't there. Hello, and how are you today?
V7CR on the net. V7CZV doing just great. Getting ready for another day of craziness. Elizabeth is fine. She's slowly getting her arm better. And thanks for taking my check-in. V7 Charlie Zulu Victor.
Okay, well, thanks for jumping in. Nice to hear from you, Rob, and 73. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima. Tom, are you there?
Good morning, Ron and Olan. That's Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima here in a blazingly sunny Magna Bay. And you caught me off by surprise. You're moving along pretty quickly, and that's okay. I've got nothing else to report, so I'll say 7-3 and talk with you tomorrow.
Well, it's nice to hear the weather's pretty decent. I'm hoping a little bit of sun comes our way down here, too, because it's a bit rainy today, or at least it was last time I looked. Thanks, Tom. 73. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango. Good morning, Rob.
Tango Quebec Bravo.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Quebec, Bravo. Did I miss you, Tom? Well, good morning, anyways.
I'm sorry, Ron. Yes, I do this. I turn the volume down, but I have to turn it either off or on. There's no little bit. And I kind of forget about it, then I realize, oh, I got to get back in the game here. So I think I probably missed my slot there until my wife reminded me it's coffee time.
Okay, well, you're on now. That's really great. What do you got? What's new?
Not much. Just a day for inside work again. I almost, as we were talking, starting to enjoy the winter because then you can focus on paperwork and writing and designing and stuff, so you don't feel like you should be outside.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I managed to swing my interests or, let's say, my obligations, which is, you know, the things you wake up in the morning and think, oh, God, I got 100 things to do today. It narrows it down because you look outside and you think, well, I'm not going to do those outside things. So at least that's only, you're down to 50. That's not such a bad list.
Yeah, so you don't feel so guilty about doing something when something outside is not being done because you can't do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And luckily for me, when I narrow things down to just my inside list, and then my wife comes along and basically narrows that down to the one thing she wants to do. So, oh well.
And I think that is just what happens. She just called me for coffee, but I think that means there's a list as well.
Well, enjoy the coffee if you can.
I will. You take it all. Thanks very much, Ron. Doing a great job. Are you here tomorrow?
Yes, I hope to be more awake tomorrow. I feel very stuffy-headed today, so yeah, not myself, I'm afraid. But I'm definitely here tomorrow, so we'll do better.
Well, that's good, yes. The cats have all decided that I should get up at 6 o'clock every morning, so I guess that's my new routine.
Yeah, it's
early for me. I guess they didn't get the time change notice, so they're just they're getting up with the sun.
Yeah, we were just talking a minute ago about how dogs behave with the time change and how they'll get in your face and start woofing and things to say, hey, what happened to my meal or whatever.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know. Somebody said that dogs, you can easily get them back on your schedule just with the food, but cats just do what they want anyway.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, thanks, Tom. 73,
Ron. Have a great day.
It's time to call Jim and Deb, I think. Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec and Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Alpha. Take it away, Jim and Deb.
Yeah, good morning. Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec here, and you may hear the noise, but Deb is working on a project in the other room. So Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Alpha is here, although not physically in the same room.
That's okay. We'll take it.
Okay, thanks. We like nice accommodating net controllers. Thanks for that. 73.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Jim, and big thank you to Deb as well. Okay, we're going to move on. Not too much left in the roll call, thankfully, because I'm sort of fading away here. But let's call a few more stations while we're still awake. Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Yankee. Go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Papa, November Papa, you know?
Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Papa, November Papa. Richard, I got you. You're on the sheet. Anything else to say?
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, just a little late. I thought I missed it. Thanks for taking my check-in, and talk to you again tomorrow about CE7PNP.
All right, no problem, Richard. Yeah, I thought we were going a little bit quicker than usual today, so I wouldn't say you're late, but 73. Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo. Peter, go ahead. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Mike. Good morning, Blaine. Let's see if Ward is there. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa. Good morning, Ward.
Yeah, good morning. I am here. I just finished a meeting, so I should pop on the radio and see if you're still there. And I was only two call signs away.
Say, Ward, while I did understand every word you said, I got a report that you sound off frequency.
I'm on 146.340 on the transmit, so I think that's it.
Well, that was dramatically different than your first transmission, so something changed, it got fixed, because now it sounds okay.
Okay, I'm on an HT today, and I stood up and moved, so that probably helped.
Okay, that sounds good enough to me. It sounds fine now. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, thanks for being there, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, 73. Victor Echo 7, Western Hockey League. Will, are you there?
V7WHL, I'm here, Ron, and how are you doing today?
Oh, you know, not 100%. I'm sleepy, I think, or something. There's a bunch of wool in my head, and I can't think through it.
I wonder if it's the same thing that you have that I have. I've got a slight head cold right now, and you know that gives me that drowsy feeling there sometimes.
Well, it's a possibility. I don't know. I don't really feel any other symptoms. I just sort of feel tired, and you know, some days you're on, and your brain has no trouble coming up with clever words or whatever. And today is not one of those days.
Well, whatever you have, I hope that you get over it, and thanks very much for taking the check-in, my check-in, and good morning to you, and good morning to everybody on net.
Well, thanks for that, Will, and good morning to you as well, and you have a good day. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, 73B7WHL.
Let's swing over to Krista in Langley. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Kilo, Mike. Good morning, Krista. Ooh, going to have to swing the big beam over towards Brentwood Bay and see if Bert is there. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, X-ray. Go ahead, Bert. Uh, Just curious whether Victor Alpha 7 Whiskey Zulu Delta is on the air. Are you there, Derek? And then we have another someone who I'm not talking to very regularly, Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Alpha Mike. Max, are you there? Well, I guess not. So let's talk to Tex. Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Echo Tango. Good morning, Tex.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7. Excuse me, X-ray Echo Tango. We're here and we're mobile this morning.
So where are you off to?